With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Although GDP growth slowed to 2.8% year-on-year in quarter three of 2024, down from 3.1% in the same period last year, FNB Namibia is still optimistic about the outlook. It marks the 14th consecutive quarter of positive growth despite challenges in key sectors like agriculture and mining. FNB economist Helen Amboti has more.
Now, the year-on-year slowdown was primarily due to a weak performance in the primary industry, mostly driven to weak mining and agricultural growth. However, growth has been sustained by increased spending as well as service sector demand, for example, tourism, wholesale, retail, trade, as well as your administrative and services sectors. It's also worth noting that while the NSA has made significant revisions to historical data, including revising down second quarter data by about 0.8 percentage points, mostly due to downward revisions in the financial services sector, we have noted upward revisions in your mining and your agricultural sectors, which keeps us positive on the growth outlook going forward. Therefore, we maintain our projections of GDP growth to reach 3.5% at the end of 2024 and 4.8% at the end of 2025.
The Electoral Court has ordered the Electoral Commission of Namibia to share the vote results from the National Assembly and presidential election held in November with the Independent Patriots for Change and the Landless People's Movement. Both political parties are accusing the ECN of mishandling the voting process and are now challenging the outcome of the election. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on wealthy nations to fulfill their climate change support commitments to poorer countries in a speech to Lesotho's parliament on Thursday, while also reiterating his hope that Africa will soon secure permanent seats on the UN Security Council. Deanne Penn from UN News reports.
Antonio Guterres said deep injustices stemming from colonialism are denying Africa's rightful place on the world stage. Take the UN Security Council, for example, where nearly 80 years after its establishment, Africa still awaits even a single permanent seat. Mr. Guterres said this hurts Africa, but it also hurts the Council, its effectiveness, its legitimacy, and its credibility. He said crises such as the conflicts raging from Sudan to the Sahel demand not just global attention, but African leadership. Yet, Africa has no permanent voice when the world decides on matters of war and peace in Africa through the Security Council, he remarked, saying that is unacceptable and it must change. The Secretary General also called for correcting injustices on other fronts, including related to the international finance system and funding for climate action.
Bidvest Group has agreed to sell 100% of Bidvest Bank holdings to Access Bank for 2.8 billion rand. CEO Mpumi Madisa expressed confidence that the prominent financial institution with a global presence will ensure the bank's growth and sustainability. From elsewhere, New York Mayor Eric Adams says he will work with President-elect Donald Trump's administration to find ways to deport violent criminals. He had a meeting with Tom Homan, the incoming U.S. border czar. The city saw an influx of migrants in 2022 as well as 2023.
We will not be a safe haven for those who commit violent acts. We don't do it for those who are citizens, and we're not going to do it for those who are undocumented. We made terrible mistakes in the past by preventing to keep our city safe from those who are committed repeated acts of violence, particularly these dangerous gangs.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.